Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good evening. I want to share with you what I shared with my kehila yesterday in Shul, which was a great chizuk for the olam. But I waited till this evening, Sunday evening, Tez Zayin Teves, Tovshin Peivav, to give this shir. Tonight is the 24th yahrzeit of my Reino Harav, Harav Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zichrei Tzadik Livracha, our Grois Zayda, my Shver's father, Moron, Rav HaChesed V'Sar HaTeira, Rav Chaim Ben Rav Reb Avram Yosef, Zichrayna Livracha. The Shir should be Lili Nishmasai. I'm going to share with you what I shared with the Kehila on Shabbos and be Moisef, the covered the Zayda Zichrayna Livracha, that it should be Sifsaisev Doivis Bakever, Bezis Hashem, and it should be an aliyah l'nishmasai. Last week on Monday, I received a text from an yedid, childhood friend of mine, Reb Hudi Goldish, and he sent me a picture of a shtickle from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, Zichrona Livracha, and he said, I remember that you have said a shir on Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, you have an affinity for Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, and I heard this vart in shul from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, and I figured I wanted to share it with you. And I was very appreciative that he sent me the Vart on Parshas Vayechi. That was my first encounter with Rabbi Yosef Nechemya last week. Then on Thursday, I was preparing the Meshech Chochma share, the Meshech Chochma, we learned the first Meshech Chochma, Vachi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. And as I was looking around for if anyone speaks about this Meshech Chochma, I came across at least three places a hesped that Reb Schulzinger, Reb Moshe Baruch Schulzinger, Zichrei Livracha, shtelled to this Meshech Chochma in a hesped on Reb Shabsi Frankel, Zichrei Livracha. Shabsi Frankel was Reb Yosef Nechemya's son-in-law. So that was the second time I came across Reb Yosef Nechemya during the week. And then came to mind, of course, that Monday, tonight, will be the yard site of my Zayda Reb Chaim. And Reb Yosef Nechemya, as we've said many times, was the Rav in Krakow. When Reb Chaim was growing up, Reb Yosef Nechemya was Nifter 1933. My Zayda was 13 years old at that time. And he was known as the Kruk of Eloi, the Eloi of Krakow. And Reb Yosef Nechemya was the Rav of the city. And my Shver Zichron Levrach used to say about Reb Yosef Nechemya, in Zereruv, our Rav. Because Reb Chaim felt that he was his Rav. Not felt, he was his Rav. And that's what he referred to him as. Came to mind, at that time, and this I said in Shul as well, about another Edim of Reb Yosef Nechemya, Reb Herschel Eisenstadt, Zichroina Livracha. In 1936, the Ragachover was traveling from Dvinsk all the way down to Vienna. He was ill, in great Yisurim, and he was going to big doctor in Vienna. Ultimately, he had surgery there in Vienna, and he was nifter from it in Vienna. But on the way, Dvinsk is all the way north in Latvia, above Lithuania. You got to go all the way down to Vienna. It's a long trip. So through against Lithuania, through Poland, keep on going. So they had heard that the Ragachover was coming through Poland. My Zayda was 16 at the time, Rav Kreisworth was 16, and he wanted to travel with the Ragachover as much as he can. So he borrowed money from a friend. He didn't have any money, borrowed money. Later on he said that Pashut, he wasn't able to pay the person back, and then the war broke out, and the Gemara says, someone steals from the Rabbim, they could do Tzarche Rabbim, but Halva, Lavdavka, it says like that. But he tried to do Tzarchei Rabim, hopefully to be Mahana, somebody related to that person. Maybe it'll be a Piroin. But he borrowed money, and somehow he got to a train a few stops before the Ragachover hit Warsaw. 1936, he was in Warsaw, Rav Kreisworth. He was in Warsaw already. And I think he was in Warsaw that time. And he got to the train station a few stops before he got on the train. And when they got to, he was on the train with the Ragachover. When they got to Warsaw, he says, the Kavod Malachim that the Ragachover received when they stopped in Warsaw, he used to say that the elders of Warsaw said, since the days the Rebbe Akiva Eiger came to Warsaw, there wasn't such a Kavod HaTeira given to any Gadol since those days. They hadn't seen such a Kavod HaTeira. And he continued to travel with the Ragachover all the way till the bottom, to the south of Poland, till the border, because he was a Polish citizen and he could not cross the border south, but he was malava him the whole way, however many hours that was. We pick up the story, and he used to say traveling with the Ragachover was the Kruk of Aruv's Aydim, the son-in-law of the Kruk of Aruv, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, son-in-law of Herschel Eisenstadt. So, in the Sefer, the biography on the Ragachover, again, Ragachover, this is the newer edition, there's two editions to it, on page 212, 213, they have the Maisa there that Rav Eisenstadt related. He quoted from somewhere, and they say that, in the footnote here, the Rav Gifter also heard it from Rav Eisenstadt, and he used to say it over. And the story, the way Rav Eisenstadt said it was, he was once had to travel from Warsaw to Krakow, and when he got to the train station, he saw a big crowd there, and they told him that the Ragachover is traveling, and he was traveling as well on the same train. So the Ragachover was traveling with a doctor, Dr. Siegel, and he says, I gave shalom to the Ragachover, and then when the trip began, I went to my, wherever his car was, his seat was. And he says it was a little bit of time after that that the doctor came to him and said that the Ragachover is mamish in such terrible yisurim. Maybe you could go shmooze with him and learning or somehow and alleviate a little bit of his yisurim. So Rav Eisenstadt went and started to talk to the Ragachover. What he doesn't say in this story, in this I heard Taka from Isaida and Rabbi Yosef Frankel, Rabbi Shavitzky Frankel's son, also told me he heard this part. The Rabbi Eisenstadt said, as a little bit of a milchusa b'dichusa, he whispered to this Maizeda said he was there, b'shas maisa, he must have been also b'malavim. Now, Rabbi Eisenstadt must have been older than him, because he was already a son-in-law of Rabbi Yosef Nechemia. Maizeda was off 16, so I don't know how much, I guess, they felt Maizeda maybe had a year as a covid not to schmooze with him. He has mices that somewhere along the line the Ragachover asked the Kasha on a Rambam and it's connected to Gemara. Maizeda popped in and said maybe the Rambam went to Yerushalmi and the Ragachover told him no, it's like Shtusim. He told him some Polish or Litvish word that means like Shtusim. But anyways, so the Rav Eisenstadt whispered to the Ragachover, Maizeda used to relate that maybe really the pain that the Ragachover, the Rav, is feeling is not really so strong. The only thing is that the Ragachover has such an unbelievable memory. His Zikaron was so strong, everything was like fresh to him. So really, he's remembering 3 days ago's pain he never forgot. And now there's today's pain is on top of what he's remembering from the old pain. It's compounding, and maybe that's why he feels the Yisurim so strong, even though the Yisurim aren't really so strong. This is what he told the Ragachover. I think the Ragachover might have chapped Tanah from it. Anyways, but one thing the Ragachover told him at the time was that he says, the reason that I'm having such Yisurim is because I spent my life focusing on the Rambam. And I ignored the other Rishonim. Besides Rashi and Taisvis, I didn't put a lot of time into the other Rishonim. And he said, like, you know, the other Rishayim, the Baliyat Taisvis, and so on and so forth, and the Ritzva, and the Ramban, I didn't pay attention to them so much. I focused on the Rambam. And because of that, since I ignored the other Rishayim, that's why I'm having such terrible, terrible Yisurim, as if the other Rishayim are mourning their covet. But then, after a moment, he said, no. He said, Kum Techais, it comes out that all these Yisurim are coming because of the Rambam. I'm Mekabel the Yisurim Ba'ava. It's Kedai the Rambam to be Seifel such Yisurim. And the way my Zayd explained it, that the Ragachover was saying that the way the Ragachover thought in his Derech of thinking, in Derech HaLimud, the Rambam was Matim for that, and that's why he focused always on the Rambam. So this was a maisa with Rav Herschel Eisenstadt. The son-in-law of Rabbi Yisrael Nechemiah, together with my Zayda, Zichronim Levracha, and their train with the Ragged Shavar. So now let's get to the vart from Rabbi Yisrael Nechemiah, Dvorim Nifloim. Vani bivoyim ipadon meisol ay Rochel. Says the Medrash, Rashi brings down, Rochel was nikbara b'derech Ephros, not in the Maras HaMachpelah, in order that when Nebuzaradan is going to send Klai Yisrael to Golus, they're going to stop on the way out to the Mama Rochel to daven for them, and she's going to cry for Klai Yisrael, as we lay in the Haftarah on Rosh Hashanah, that Kol Berama Nishma, Nishma Rochel Mevaka Meinah, Me'ana Li'inochim. So the question asked Rabbi Yisrael Nechemiah, why was Rochel the one chosen to be the one to daven for Klal Yisrael when they're going into Golus? Maybe it should be Leah. Leah had more children part of Klal Yisrael. Her children went to Golus as well. She was more of a mama to Klal Yisrael than Rochel. So why dafka Rochel? And then he asks another question. L'chayra, this is a stira to another medrash, a medrash that's brought in the Chassam Sefer, in Parshas Vayetze. And the medrash over there, Rabbi Yisrael Nechemiah is bothered by this medrash. Here he talks about it, and over there in Parshas Vayetze, I think he has at least two shtiklach about it. And that is, the medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu was told by the Rabbeinu Shalom it's time to leave Lavan's house and go back to Eretz Yisrael, so he went and he spoke to Rachel and Leah in the field, and he told them, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to go back. The pasuk says, "Vatan Rochel v'Leya." Rochel and Leah answered, "Ha'id lanu chelik v'nachala b'veis avinu." He already sold us off, our father. We're going to go with you. So since she was kafza, says the medrash, Rochel was kafza to answer before Leah. Leah was older. So since she answered before Leah, so therefore she was not zoicha. Like nitna imay l'kfura. I shouldn't say not zoicha. Therefore, she wasn't buried with Yaakov Avinu. And the question is, there is a Tois Hadvus here in Vayichi that he says, Kvar Kasafti Bezeh Le'el Parshas Vayishlach, it should be Parshas Vayetzeh. And here he's asking, the L'chair, it's contradictory, these two Midrashim, was it because their Klal Yisrael was going to Golus, or was it an Einish for answering first? Dr. Yisrael Nechemiah, that the Midrashim are not contradictory, Adarabba, they're Matim, Vo'ila B'Kanecha. And he explains very simply. And he says as follows. We all know, the Ramban tells us, that the reason Rochel Imenu was Nifter Baderech is because the Avos HaKadoshim kept the Torah on Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, they weren't as medactic. There's a problem here. Yaakov Avin was married to two sisters. So he's married in Chutz Laaretz to two sisters. That was allowed. But now he's going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And if he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu keeps the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mukhrach that one of these wives are going to have to be Nifter so that he can only be married to one of the sisters. Now who was Nifter? Rachel was Nifter. L'chaira, because Rachel was the one who was married Beser. Leah he married. He was just marrying Leah. That was Beheter. Marrying Rachel was her sister. That was the Isser. So the Pasha says that Rachel Imenu is the one who has to die on the way into Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, because she was the one married Be'isser, and he can't be married to two sisters, which is Aser bin Atayra in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, why was it that Yaakov Avinu went and asked Rachel and Leah if they should go back to Eretz Yisrael? The Mishnah in Ksubas tells us, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, HaKol Ma'in L'Eretz Yisrael. If a person wants to take his family to Eretz Yisrael, his wife can't protest. If a wife wants to go, a husband can't protest. You'd be mild with them to Eretz Yisrael. So it's time to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why is he asking Rachel and Leah their opinion? L'chaira, you take them and that's it. So says Rebbe Yisrael Nechemiah, but Yaakov Avinu knew that if he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, Rochel and Leah, one of them is going to be in sakana of dying. That he can't do. Hakol Ma'ilin L'Eretz Yisrael is not if one of them is going to die. He can't force them. So he has to ask them their opinion. So he went and asked them and he said, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now Leah understood that the Iker sakana, it's possible Leah will die. But the Iker sakana was on Rochel, like we said before, because she was the one who was married by Isser. So therefore, really, Leah to answer and say, let's go to Eretz Yisrael, is not such a kunz, because she's not in Sakana, and it's almost not fair for her to answer. Because how could she answer on Rachel's cheshbon? So therefore, Leah did not answer right away. But Rachel, b'tzidkusa, she didn't stop for a moment and make any cheshbonus that her own life is going to be in danger here. If we go back to Eretz Yisrael, she said, this is the Ratzon Hashem, I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is we should go back to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Vatan Rachel v'Leia, Rachel answered first, before Leia, even though it was at her own expense, it was at her own self-sacrifice, it was at her own danger. But she said, no, we're going. Now that Rachel said we're going, Leia said, I'll go too. But because I see Rachel is prepared to put herself in Sakana, I'll be maskim. But Rachel jumped ahead, Vatan Rachel v'Leia. And she answered and she said, Kol asher oimar alecha likimasei, v'yavar alama, whatever's going to happen, I don't care, it's not my point, it's not about me. It's about the Ratzon Hashem. Nimtza, says Rav Yosef Nechemya, Vatan Rachel v'Leia. These words are made on the tzidkis of Rachel Imenu, her mesiras nefesh and her ratzin b'shvil ratzin Hashem b'chibas haaretz. Two things, ratzin Hashem and chibas haaretz. Therefore, who's the one between Rachel and Leah who should be chosen? That when Klal Yisrael is being chased out of Eretz Yisrael because of their averus, when the Rabbi Nishon feels the need that to send Nevuzarad and to be megarish Klal Yisrael and put them into galus. Who's the one who is Roy the best Tetaina for Klal Yisrael? Rabbi Nishon, bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. Who's the one to be in more pain over Klal Yisrael having to be chased out of Eretz Yisrael? Rachel Imenu, who was Mosar Nafsha, literally gave up her life for Yishuv Haaretz, for Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Chibas Haaretz, for Yishuv Haaretz. And now she's going to see that her own children are being chased out of Nachalas Hashem. So therefore, she was the one who was the best one to Taina for Klal Yisrael. Beis of Nechemya says, unbelievable here, Nifladik. These two midrashim complement each other. Vatan Rachel v'Leia. Since Rachel was kafsalanis kaidem Leia. Not that it's a bad thing, Adrava, she jumped ahead to answer first. Even at self-sacrifice, the fichach, that's why I said before, wasn't an einish, the fichach loy nitna imay lekvura. She wasn't put lekvura. Where was she put? That's the other medrash. She was nikver b'derech efros, kadesh adei ezra lefaneh b'tfilasa, when they're going to go into galus. Because of that time, Rachel, she was the one who was the best suited for the job, to daven for Klal Yisrael. Me'ana li'inochem. Rachel mevaka al boneho. But then he continues with a knetra base of Nechemya. And he says, B'shagam Chazal, tell us the Mishnah Novus. Batel Ritzoin Chom Mipnei Ritzoinai. You should put aside and be mevatel your personal will in front of the will of the Rabbi Nisham, kidei in order, Sheyevatel Ritzoinai Mipnei Ritzoincha. That there are times there's a Ratzon of Hashem in a certain way, but he will be mevatel his Ratzon for your Ratzon. Why? If you are mevatel your own personal ratzon for the ratzon of Hashem, so in turn, mida keneged mida, if you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do that. Batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzonoi, kedei sheyevatel ritzonoi mipnei ritzoncha. Harei shezeh ha-moyser nefesh ritzonei bad ritzonei shel Hashem. Person's moyser nafshoi u-ritzonoi. If for the Ratzon of Hashem, loy hakoyach v'ha'oiz, he is the one who has the strength, he has the oiz, limshol gamkin, al gzeiroso shalmokom, to be moishol kaviyochol, and the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kein rochel hi anivchara levad gzar din kosha. Therefore Rachel was chosen to be the one to be mevatel ashveri gzar din, v'liyois le'ezla ezra li'yisrael b'tvila, to daven for Klal Yisrael. To daven for Klal Yisrael, because she was mevatel ritzayna mipnei ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore she's chosen to daven for Klal Yisrael in order to be mevatel ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for her ratzayin, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mini koylech mibechi. That's how these midrashim go together. And I wanted to bring out, this is a merid gezach. A person's job in this world is to follow what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. To be mevatel ritzoncha mipnei ritzonai. What's the Ratzon of Hashem? Because we come and daven to Hashem, Ribbono Nishalom, we need this, Klai Yisrael need Yeshuas, personal Yeshuas, people need refuas, people need parmatza, people need shiduchim, tzarchi, amcha, merubim. But for whatever reason, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment is that it's not a time that's mukshar for such a Yeshua. And we daven to the Ribbono Nishalom. What right do we have to say to the Ribbono Nishalom, please change what you want? If we are able to be mevatel ourselves, to be moiser nefesh, what are we willing to do for ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not always is our ratzon in sync with the ratzon of Hashem. We're humans, we have Yetzirah, we have Gashmias, we have Taivis. What are we willing to give up in our lives to do ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are we willing to do to be mevatel what we think should be done, but no? This is what Chachmei Yisrael say. This is Ratzon Hashem. When we're willing to give up from ourselves, like Rachel Imenu, for Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can come to the Ribbono Nishlam and say, Ribbono Nishlam, mevatel ritzoncha mipnei ritzoneinu. That's what I said on Shabbos. And I was thinking, Negea, to Reb Chaim Kreisworth, his whole life, so many different midas, such an unbelievable person, multifaceted person to learn from, so much that there is to learn from his life. But one thing I want to bring out is that what he did was Ratzon Hashem. There was nothing about him. There's nothing about him for his own covet, or perhaps what he thought the right way to do with something is. He was Mevatel Daitoi and Emitziyosai. He would travel around, he would be Moiser Nafshai, put in time, put in effort, put in money, if he felt something was the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was Zoyche, my son Chaim, who's named after him, whose chasana was exactly 2 months ago, and Tesvav Cheshvan. So we're Zoyche, I mentioned in a different share, to give out a sefer called Jeroshos Chaim L'Moitziyayim, Jeroshos from Hagoyim Hagodol Moran Saratayr of Chaim Kreisworth, about 50 Jeroshos put by Pinyonim with the Mafteach. And in order that Sifsois of Davis Bakever, I just picked out two things that I felt. How do we know what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? How did Rav Kreisworth know what the Ratzon Hashem is? So in a shmuz that was called Chaysamei Shekoyen Godol, Haskamas Gedeli Hador, that was for Hanukkah, he talks about the Menorah and the Shemen for the Menorah. And he says, the Shemen of the Menorah has to be B'Chaysamei Shekoyen Godol. The Shemen of the Menorah has to be Chesam Yishol Kohen Gadol. And he says that throughout history, there are many people who lit Menorahs. And it may have seemed that the Shemen of that Menorah was Tahar. But he says, if it didn't have the Chesam of the Kohen Gadol, the Askam of the Gedoli Hadar, you don't know what's really going to happen at the end. It might seem Tahar now. And he says, I'll give you an example. 250 years ago, 3 menorahs were lit. One, the Goyin in Vilna, Pasach Tkufa Chadosha B'chla Yisrael, V'him Shechachara of HaGoyin Reb Chaim Yivalozhin in his yeshiva. And from there, yeshiva's rabbis, Arat Teira Ad Hayoim. The second, at that time, was the Baal Shem Tov in Mezrish. These were 2 menorahs that brought Arat Teira to Chla Yisrael. But in that same Tkufa, there was another menorah that was lit in Berlin by someone named Mendelssohn. And he also thought he was bringing an or to Am Yisrael. And people thought that as well. At that time, Kemat, nobody recognized his Shemen wasn't Tar. Even Talmid HaChachamim didn't see a pegam in what he did. And there, he writes, there's Tshuvas Farm at that time that asked Shailas what was so bad. Shlomo Kluger recognized it, he says. He says, but we know what came out from Moses Mendelssohn. Shmad. Shmad came out. He says, you want to know why? The Goyin, the Baal Shem Tov, that Chasimotzei Shekoyen Gadol. Mendelssohn, he says, didn't have that scum of the Gedolei Hador. He lit a menorah shaloi b'shemen she'enilov chesamay shakayin gadol. B'shemen kozeh enei meyer elamevi chorban. Rav Kreisler says, I was once traveling on a plane, and someone was sitting next to me, and he was talking about a certain thing in Eretz Yisrael. It's not negeh, he says what it is, but it's not negeh to say berabim. And he was trying to explain to me, he says, Rav Kreisler, why it's such a good thing, I should support it. And he says, listen, Rav Kreisler told him, I don't want to come get into an argument and a discussion with you. I'm just going to ask you one thing. Does that project have Chesamay Shekoyen Gadol? Do the Gedolei Hador mask him to it or not? He says, I happen to know they don't agree with it. And if they don't agree with it, you could tell me how great it is. It doesn't have Chesamay Shekoyen Gadol. Chesamay Shekoyen Gadol, that's how we know what the Ratzon of Hashem is. And one more piece. This also talked to me because it's a Gemara I learned recently, Masechta Nedarim. This was actually a hesped on Reb Nachum Halpern, who was from Bo'i Beisa, a Meshamish of the Chazon Ish. And he was Nifter in Tavshim Mem Zayin. Hey Kislev, not long ago, was his yartzeit. And he says, Sir Kreisler says over there, the Mishnah in Avos says, Rebbe Omer, second parak, Ezu derech yishar sheivar lo adam. What's the derech yishara, straight way a person should choose? So he answers, Kol she tiferis lo seha, b'tiferis lo min ha'adam. It's a tiferis for the oisim, meaning it's yafa for the person who's doing it, b'tiferis lo min ha'adam. And there's a tiferis from others as well. So Rav Kreisler says, who are these others? Who are these acherim? Who are these adam that you have to be worried that it's a tiferes for them, that they should agree to it? It's like everybody in the world. That's how you shots up if what you're doing is well, right? A derech ishara. So he says, the tshuva is pshuta ubrura. You know who tiferes leimin adam is? Gedoli Yisrael. If what you're doing would find favor in the eyes of Gedoli Yisrael, and it does find favor, that's a simin muvak that you are on the derech yishara. And he says, I have a raya from a Gemara, Mardik a Gemara Nedarim Chav Beis Amad Beis, goes on to the topic of Gimel Amad Aleph. Mishtabeach le'rova le'Rav Nachman Rav Schaira. Rava was telling Rav Nachman about Rav Schaira that Mishtabeach, he was saying Yishvachim. He was an Adam Gadol. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said, oh, so when he comes, bring him to me. I want to see this Adam Gadol you're talking about. So the Gemara says Rav Schaira had a neder and he needed someone to be matter neder. So he came to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman told him, Nodarta adaita dehachi, tried to find him a Pesach, and he said, did you make the neder al das, this and this cheshbon? He said, yeah, I had that in mind. Adaita dehachi, I had that in mind. Kama zimni, the Gemara says over and over, he tried to find him ways out of the neder, and Rav Schaira said, no, everything, I had that all in mind. So the Gemara says, ikbid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was makbid, he got upset. He said, Zil lekilach, go back home, he says. Because what did you come here for? If I'm trying to help you, and you don't want to be helped. So kinafik. So Rav Schaira went out to the house of Rav Nachman. Pasach pischel anafshe. He found the Pesach for himself to be matir the neder. What's the Pesach? He found the Mishnah that we just said, Rabbi Yomer. Ezu derech ishara, kol shi tiferet leisad to esmin adam. He says, "V'hashda deikbid Rav Nachman." So Rav Nachman's makbid on me. Adaita dehachi loy nadri. I never meant to make a neder that Rav Nachman will be not happy with me because of this neder. If I would have known Rav Nachman would be makbid, I never would have made the neder. V'shor l'nafshi was matted a neder. Machlok is there, I think, in the Ran. To pshatim, it means himself, or he got someone else to do an afkamina, but he found the pesach for it. L'madnu mikan. You see from here. That when Chazal said, what's Tiferes Leimin HaAdam? Be'ini HaChachamim. Be'ini HaChachamim. That's Tiferes Leimin HaAdam. Be'ini HaChachamim. And that's how Rav Kreisler lived his life. What do the Gedolei Yisrael say? Whoever the Gedolei Yisrael were at the time, whether it was in Europe, that he went around to the Gedolei Yisrael to see what they said. He learned from Chaim Moizer, see the Kedushin, like we said at the beginning of the story, with the Ragged Shover, whether it was other Gedolim that he met in Europe, and he always went to look to find Gedolim, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish, and the Stipler, and all the Gedolim, the Biskarov, all the Gedolim, wherever they were, he always went to find, what's the Ratzon Hashem? Vazok the Gedolei Hador. There was one more piece here. Let's see if I can quickly find it. I meant to mark it off. Let me see quickly if I could find it also, because it was a Meredic. Oh, here it is. This was a Hesped, he said, in Reb Yankel from Antwerp. Also Meredic Pshat in a Gemara. The Gemara says, so, Ad Kan, Rav Kreiswirth, his life was Ratzon Hashem. How do you know the Ratzon Hashem? Chaysami Shekayin Gadol. G'dayli Hadar, Tiferis Leimina Adam. Would the G'dayli be proud of me? Would the G'dayli of this generation be proud of me? Would the G'dayli of the last generation be proud of me? That's how he lived his life, and that's how he was from the G'dayli Olam. And Taka Tiferis Leimina Adam. That's why it was a Tiferis. Everything he did was Mamash Ameridika Tiferis. And he says, the Gemara in Ma'ikatan Chafei, he says, Kineach Nafshe de Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi of Yosef and Nifter, Noshek Kipi de Pras Ha'adadi. He says, the the bridges of Pras fell apart. He smited the two, they became weak. The Gesharim, the bridges of the Diglas, also became weak. So he said, what's the Pshat? When these Gedolim were Nifter, why bridges were destroyed? He says, you want to know Pshat? He says, what's a bridge? He says, a bridge is you have two pieces of dry land. And these two pieces of dry land are being separated by a raging river, by a river, a stream. What does the Gesher do? What does the bridge do? It connects the two. It's Mekarev, these two things. It unites them. That's a Gesher. G'dayli Hadar are a Gesher. Are a Gesher. He says, in Klal Yisrael, there's all different factions. He says, there's different Nuschai, Sfard, Ashkenaz, this Nusach, that Nusach. He says, but a Gadol comes and he's the Gesher. He's the bridge that's Mekarev u'ma'achir es kulam. That's a Gadol Hadar. When Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were Nifter, the two Gedolei Hadar, when Abai and Rava were Nifter, the Gesharim, they were Ma'achir Klal Yisrael. Those things that were Ma'achir Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, all the different factions of Klal Yisrael, became Shvacher when you don't have those Gedolei Hadar being Ma'achir them. A Gadol Hadar is a Gesher. And this mamish touched up who Rav Kreiswirth was. I once had a friend who met Rav Kreiswirth in the Ramada in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't 100% know who he was. Zayda was schmoozing with him, and after him, he said, do you know who I am? So he says, Mestama Yerub Chaim Kreiswirth. So he said to him, how do you know? Why do you figure that? He said, Vernach Gate, mit Alitvische Kapoter, who else goes with a Litvische Kapoter and a Yiddish that is a Galitziani Yiddish, not a Litvische Yiddish? I say the Chaptana from it. But I always saw from that Maisa, you say that touched up who Maiseida was. He went with a Litvische Kapoter with a Galitziani Yiddish. He was a person who was a Gesher. He was Ma'achid, all everyone. I don't think there was another person ever in recent history who was appreciated and understood and got covered melachim from the biggest Litvish Rosh Hashivas and Gedolim, and at the same time from the biggest Rebbes, that they would move their chair aside by the Tish, the biggest Rebbes. He was a person who was Peseach HaKol HaSipim, all types in Klal Yisrael. He was able to be Ma'ached. He had that in him. He came from Galicia. He married a Litvak. He was big into the Gra. He was all over. He knew the Chassidish Svarim, the Litvish Svarim. But he was a Ma'ached. He was that Gesher. He was able to speak to so many different people. Modern people, not modern people, Yeshivish people, Chassidish people. All types in Klal Yisrael. He had that knack for it. It was a Tiferes Loi Min Ha'adam in the simplest way. Not like he said from the Gedolei Yisrael. Avad from the Gedolei Yisrael, but every Gadol in Klal Yisrael. But Tiferes Loi Min Ha'adam of all Adam, all types of people. He was a Gesher. And when he was Nifter, I could say Nismaitu HaGesharim. Those Gesharim became Shvacher. Because you don't have that same Ma'achid. That same Ma'achid who could go into Rav Yashiv and tell him a psak and argue with him on a psak and get him to be maskim to a psak of his. And the same one could go to the biggest rebbes and talk to them. And the same covet he received in all places. Because the Litvische Kapotim and the Galitziani Yiddish, that was the Gesher. That was the Gesher. And we, 24 years later, many people don't even remember, or for sure not old enough to hear, remember a drasha from him, Mamish Pem Mapik Margolius. If we can learn from this Meri Dikavart from Yosef Nechemia, Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our lives should be about what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from us. It's not about what we want, it's not about what others want, it's about what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want. The Ratzon of Hashem, with Chesam Mishakei Gado, with Tiferes Lei Min HaAdam, Bez Hashem's Chusai, of my Zayda Zechrein Livrach, whose yard site is today, Rav Rav Chaim and Rav Rav Yosef, and Zchusai of Rav Yosef Nechemia, Zechreinim Tzadik Livracha, Togin Algan's Klal Yisrael, and Bez Hashem, we should be Zaycha Taka to see, finally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Mevatel Ritzoynai Mipnei Ritzoyn of Rachel Imenu, and said, Mini Kailich Mibechi, but we haven't seen it yet, V'shav Uvonim Likvulam, Klal Yisrael should return to Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach. V'shavu me'aretz oyev, we should return be'aretz Hashem to Eretz Yisrael with the coming of Mashiach. Bimheira v'yameinu, amen. Kol tov.